a couple weeks ago. I was at my friendly store, and you know, I didn't have any cash on me, so I pulled out the old trusty credit card and I bought what I needed to buy and I went on my merry way. Do you see the day where we're going to have a cashless society?
We're already there in many respects. I call it the cashless society control grid. And the problem with the cashless society control grid is the government and other interests know exactly what you buy, what you do, where you go. And then if you're not a good little globalist, a good little serf on the world plantation, they can just turn the national ID card off. And under the law that they just passed, a small subsection of the 9/11 intelligence bill last month, they're going to implement it where you have to have your driver's license or your ID card, which is federally standardized at the state level. So you think it's a state ID,
sure,
but it's really federal. It just has the state on it.
Yeah,
you know, it's a unit of the larger system. And then Governor Ridge, right before he left office, the head of Homeland Security, 2 weeks ago, traveled to the United Kingdom. And he gave a speech, and it was in the BBC and all their publications. He said, we need a world ID card. We standardized things in America. We now have a national ID card in America, and we need to have a world ID. And after they announce something, it's actually already been in the works. Now they're already standardizing the passports, standardizing the different ID cards. And they're also going to push a national sales tax, quote, to get rid of the income tax, but they'll actually keep that too. And then you'll have to swipe your card when you buy because it's going to be, quote, fair. We can't have poor people paying a sales tax, which I actually think is reasonable, but we have to swipe the card to make sure you're not cheating, and it will look at your tax bracket you're in and also register what you've purchased and what you're doing. And that harkens back to a USA Today article from early 2004 about how a lot of the big major pizza chains, the headline was Scoff Laws Get Caught, actually dial in to the federal databases and then in through the states, because a lot of people who are wanted, even for misdemeanor felonies, misdemeanors and felonies, it's instantly run through the NCIC, then through the state level. And then the pizza places get 20% of your court fees and fines, even if you're not convicted. And so this is already actually here, and this is one example of what the cashless society control grid will do. Already thousands of school districts don't allow any cash or meal tickets. You've got a thumb scan each time you buy your school lunch, and your parents have got to put the money into a bank account. Then the school also knows what you're buying and doing. But in the future, this will knock out the entire underground economy, which has always been a vital part of any free society. And there's just so many facets to it, but it swings the balance of power way away from the people towards the technocracy.
Also, the big banks that are controlling a lot of what's going on right now would love a cashless society, because then they wouldn't have to worry about the counterfeiters, would they?
No, they wouldn't. But if you look at counterfeiting, they say it's a huge problem. And I guess to you or I, it is, when we hear about $6 billion a year of U.S. money being counterfeited. But in the aggregate, I mean, I saw a CBS News story quietly reported where $2.4 trillion is missing from the Pentagon over the last 10 years. $2.4 trillion. I mean, just
where'd it go?
Where'd it go? I mean, just type it into Google, $2.4 trillion missing from Pentagon, CBS News, it'll pop up. But why isn't that a top story? It was like one article that was there in the Associated Press. So they're telling us they're worried about $6 billion. Oh, this is why we're going to do this cashless society system. No, they're not really worried about counterfeiting. They want total control. They want to be able to micromanage and run our lives. And through that, they can also look at our buying habits, what we do. And we're already being forced onto this. You go to the grocery store and they say, we're going to tag 30% on your bill unless you take a store loyalty card.
Yeah.
Or
that's true.
Already some grocery stores in Texas have already put the thumb scanners in, George. They put in, say, first three self-checkout lanes. 2 years later, it's nine.
You get used to it, right?
It's nine self-checkout lanes and one service lane.
Yeah.
And I've walked into big hardware stores at night, 10 o'clock at night. I want to buy, you know, some light bulbs or something, and there's no one there but a security guard, and I have to use the self-checkout. And then now they're adding a thumb scanner to the self-checkout just to secure that your identity is going to be okay.
What are the unions doing about that? The unions for the cashiers and the baggers. And
they had to get rid of the unions. I mean, George, the unions have gone from, what, half the labor market being under union control to, what, 8%? And in Texas, quote, right to work state, you're looking at like 4%, I think.
When I was 16 years old, I got this card. See what it is?
Social Security.
It's my original card. I still have it.
God, it's crisp.
It sure is. It's a national ID card. What's wrong with having a national ID card?
Actually, George, can I see it?
No, only if you promise not to remember my Social Security number.
I don't have that. That's right. I want to get the bank accounts now. It's on record. That's what I camped out for. But on here, it says on the Social Security cards, at least in the ones from the 80s, this is one that's older than that.
That was 1969.
It says on them,
1966.
It says on them not to be used as a personal identification number.
But it is now.
And then there was the Privacy Act of, what, 1986, that says it's a federal crime if someone demands you present this for services or for a job. But then everybody says you've got to have it, and the state laws say you've got to have it. And actually, this one doesn't say on it that it's not to be used as a personal ID number. So I guess that was the ones back in the 80s after the act. But you know, they say, what's wrong with a national ID card? That is a non-cashless society ID card. That's something you present to prove you're an American citizen.
I can't work without it.
You can't work without it. Well, I mean, it's already bad enough.
It's like the sign of the beast, isn't it?
Here's an example. Since you asked the question, let's use a real-world example of what we're talking about. A few months ago, I walk into one of the biggest gasoline chains in the country, petrol chains, and I walk in, and the guy behind the counter is a listener of my little broadcast here locally, and of course, yours, George, and he talks to me all the time, and I'm sitting there getting some coffee and stuff, and there's about a 45-year-old woman with some gray in her hair in front of me. She's buying a 12-pack of Bud Light, and she goes up to the counter. And she's there, and he says, I need to see your ID card. I need to see your driver's license. And he swipes it. It's got that stripe on the back.
Right.
In fact,
right.
You can see mine in a second. And so you showed me yours. I'll show you mine. And so he swipes it. And then he looks at the computer screen. He goes, okay. And she leaves. And I go, what did you just do? And I've been noticing that at other stores, but I kind of got conditioned and hadn't paid attention.
Yeah.
And he goes, we just got this new computer system a couple months ago. And he said, come behind the counter. Well, nobody's here. He's the manager. He pulls me behind. He goes, look. He goes, when I swipe my card, it shows if I've got warrants or it shows if this is expired.
No.
And either one, I'm not allowed to sell. And he goes, and he's a manager. He actually even owns the franchise, that little particular. I don't want to get too far into it. He goes, we went to a meeting, and they were told soon everyone's going to have to do this for anything, even if it's cash. And I said, did they tell you why? And he goes, no, just that if we want to keep getting fuel from the company, we have to. And then since then, I went to one of the biggest drugstore chains and saw this going on. I mean, I've seen 80-year-old women, you know, buying their husband pipe tobacco being swiped, George. So this has nothing to do with terrorism. You know, it's like children.
It's control.
You know, having a thumb scan to get school lunches. Exactly.
And it's ludicrous, but it's not going to stop. And that's what scares me, Alex. It seems to be growing out of control.